My Struggle as Editor of 1 Peter 5 by Timothy Flanders. Alternate title: Mary Against the Antichrist Technocracy. Part 1. My soul was crushed by the Matrix, and then I took over 1 Peter 5. Sancte Dei Genetrici Insignum Gratitudinis et Filialis Obedientiae. For the greater glory and praise of the Immaculata, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, patroness of these United States, Brazil, Korea, Philippines, Spain, Ireland, Monaco, Nicaragua, Portugal, and many other peoples and places. Dear reader or listener, I'm going to tell you now the story of my struggle as editor of 1 Peter 5. I'm going to open up my heart to you about, out of obedience to the will of my editor-in-chief, the Immaculata, whom I must glorify and praise more and more, for Christ to be born in me and the world. First, I'm going to set the scene for the story, the fateful month of the precious blood in the year of grace 2021. Here we will attempt to tell you what is truly at stake, and then we will proceed with the story of my struggle. In July of 2021, I was exhausted by the spiritual desolation of internet Catholicism. Why? For a number of reasons. As Mike Parrott once said, Twitter is the devil's playground. First and most conspicuously, Christians were at each other's throats, mercilessly, committing sins against charity. I was afraid, indeed, that many of us were guilty of the demonic prayers of the Pharisee. Lord, I thank thee that I'm not like this sinner here. And there is no mercy on the internet. And yet the Holy Ghost thunders against us. The merciless will be judged mercilessly. James 2:13. And yet more. The internet is the shallows, a place where half-truths and lies are rewarded with clicks, cash, and, much worse, addiction to dopamine bursts to your brain. You can see the book, The Shallows, by Nicholas Carr in the text. You can read that book. It's an analysis of the effects of the internet on your brain. We were, quote, exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. We understood this consciously and we did it anyway, end quote. That's from Facebook co-founder Sean Parker. Everyone knows that the devil's playground and all other social medias of the internet are rewiring our brains and making us literally stupider and less holy. And yet we spend more time scrolling than saving our souls. Ask yourself, what is the proportion of hours you spend on a screen compared to the number of hours spent in prayer? Really. Pause this video right now and ask yourself that question. Let's do the math. Just do the math right now. And yet more. Those unbelievers who see us online only know the worst Christians, because the most pious Christians are never the ones who are trending in the Matrix. All of the pious souls are too busy fasting and doing penance and reparation for the sins of men to waste time complaining on social media. Now, for those who are not of my generation, perhaps you don't know what The Matrix is. If you've never seen the movie, don't watch the movie because it blasphemes the holy name of Jesus. But you can watch the video I put in the text if you like. What is The Matrix? It is a computer-generated dream world. So this movie from 1999 explains a dystopian situation, but this particular clip actually describes, philosophically speaking, the reality that we're actually facing in this technocracy. Everyone who is addicted to this drug can't get enough of the serotonin that floods their brain when they speak bitterly online with words unworthy of the name Christian. And the greatest victim of the internet is truth. For if the algorithm beast rewards those who tell lies, half-truths, and sensationalize everything to maximize likes, clicks, and shares, then it is marking everyone to pay homage to an idol, not the truth himself. Few things in this world are simple enough to become a meme, but nobody has time anymore to read a book. Correction, nobody takes the time to read a book. Instead, we are slaves to scrolling, myself included. We are Catholics, clothed with the garment of salvation, sanctifying grace, which is nothing less than the light of Tabor. And the devil laughs at us while his fallen angels devour souls by these little robots and sound waves and electrons bouncing behind our screens. This is, as Marshall McLuhan points out, the false light of Lucifer. It has the potential to create the mystical body of the Antichrist. Back in 1962, when McLuhan predicted something like the internet, he said this, quote, "I think that this could be the time of the Antichrist. When electricity allows for the simultaneity of all information for every human being, it is Lucifer's moment. He is the greatest electrical engineer. Technically speaking, the age in which we live is certainly favorable to an Antichrist. Just think, each person can instantly be tuned in to a new Christ and mistake him for the real Christ. At such times, it becomes crucial to hear properly and to tune yourself in to the right frequency. Electric information environments, being utterly ethereal, fosters the illusion of the world as a spiritual substance. It is now a reasonable facsimile of the mystical body, a blatant manifestation of the Antichrist," end quote. That's from Marshall McLuhan. In other words, the modern technocracy is the infrastructure for the Antichrist. Its designers are dialoguing with demons, as C.S. Lewis predicted in the 1940s in his space trilogy. The man-created light of screens replaces the God-created light of the sun, moon, stars, and fire. All spiritual symbols of himself, our queen, and his divine nature. Indeed, the world is God's icon, as Sebastian Morello's book discusses. No wonder the Fatima apparitions involve so much heavenly and miraculous light. By the way, this is why we created Pelican Plus against this Antichrist infrastructure, a Catholic alternative to big tech, which, because it is Catholic in an integrated way, destroys the false light of Lucifer with the light of Christ. Now, in July of 2021, whatever evil I saw online, I knew that I was the chief of sinners. Who am I to judge my brother for howling on Twitter when I myself take guilty pleasure in my pride and vainglory and grow bitter in my heart against my brother? I've tried to correct my brother, rationalizing my pride and setting myself up as a teacher, practicing the spiritual works of mercy, instructing the internet, instructing the ignorant. But who am I? I am guilty of this sinful, Pharisaic pleasure of the spirituality of being right. I, who have made so many errors against truth in my life, how can I instruct the ignorant? I should confine myself to a monastery and do penance for my sins of error and heresy, poisoning God's earth and ruining souls. But in that month of July, in the year of Jesus Christ's reign, 2021, I knew that my soul owed a debt of gratitude to this thing formerly known as the World Wide Web. Yes, it is the Antichrist technocracy, but for me, there was a great mystery here that I had to admit. To be continued. Part 2, Disembodied Antichrist Community, Good Out of Evil,